Development in Coal Harbour is about to shine some light on Vancouver once again. West Pender Place featuring a huge LED light display, and the person who designed it, Dutch lighting artist Tamar Frank, joins us now live. Hello, Tamar.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Pretty good. Thanks for being with us tonight.
You're welcome.
So I've seen pictures of this light display on this tower down on West Pender. It's quite amazing. How were you chosen to design this feature?
Well, they found me through the internet, and they found my website. They were looking specifically for artists working with light, and that's what I do. I work with light, and I work a lot with architecture and light and public places and public environment.
So you have done something on this scale before?
Not on this scale. This is my biggest commission to date. So for me, it's also really exciting.
It's a 36-story tower. So, I mean, how many lights were needed for this installation?
How many lights? That's quite a lot. I'd have to count.
Oh.
I think about 600 modules is my estimate, and the modules are all 90 centimeters long.
They kind of put me in mind of like a fluorescent tube.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's they're LED lights, and as you know, LEDs, they're little points of light, but we've made them disperse more into one line by putting a lens on there, which is milky, and that's why it looks more like a tube line.
And LEDs are good because they last a long time, don't they?
They definitely do. They're supposed to last for at least 10 years at total brightness. And after that, just the brightness diminishes a bit, but they last long.
Now, I guess it's a computerized system, and I understand that the building, the developer, whomever is in charge, can actually change the coloring and the brightness and the sequence. Is that true?
Well, that's actually, I'm the one that has come up with the idea of all the sequences and the whole, there's actually, they flow one into the other. So I can adjust it, but it's not up for everyone to decide.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of buildings in downtown Vancouver have interesting colored lights on them. Is this a sort of a new trend in building?
I don't know. I've just noticed that in Vancouver, there's not so much going on with the public lighting on buildings and architectural lighting. And I was surprised about that because I thought there would be more. And now I realize how this is going to really get noticed because there's not much much other lighting going on. But I have heard about it being the neon capsule before.
Right.
Which is funny.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not much neon's being used now. I guess LED is the new trend.
Yes, it's a lot more practical. I mean, neon uses a lot more energy, and it's very fragile. And, I mean, it still has its appeal, but LED is just a lot more practical.
And I guess the best time to see this display, I guess, is it on already at night?
Yes, well, it's actually going to officially be on from tomorrow in its original setting. So people might have seen something already because I've been testing. I've been testing for the last few days. And tonight you can see something as well.
And you said tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
and
yes.
When the sun goes down, when it's dark enough?
You can see it from about 9:30 in the evening. So that's when you get enough contrast with the dark to see it.
Any other projects you're working on?
Oh, yes, but not on this side of the continent.
Oh.
In Europe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've seen pictures, like I said, and it looks quite impressive, and we're actually going to put a picture of up on our website, news1130.com, and I guess if people want to see it officially, they can look for it tomorrow night.
Yes, they sure can. I mean, from tomorrow, it's just going to be there, and I think it's really quite something that I had a chance to do this, and the developers that invited me, Reliance Properties, they've taken, it's quite bold for them to do this, I notice now, but
yeah.
it's quite something.
Yeah, it is, and yeah. We appreciate your hard work. It looks very nice indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks for brightening up the city.
Well, I'm happy to.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. That's Tamar Frank, who designed the lighting display on the brand new development in Cole Harbor on West Pender at Butte. So check it out tomorrow when the sun goes down, when it's officially lighted up.